You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about why undersharing on Facebook is now a bigger crime than oversharing, according to our guest.
First, the speed limit in Wisconsin could be going up under a new bill announced by two state lawmakers yesterday. The bill would allow the State Department of Transportation to increase speed limits on state highways to 70 miles per hour, up from the current limit of 65.
The idea passed in the Assembly during the last session, failed to gain traction in the Senate. Now, one of the lawmakers behind that initial effort is leading the charge once again. In a little bit, we'll take your calls on the idea at 800-642-1234, or you can post right now at the Central Time Facebook page.
Paul Tittle joins us now. He's a Republican state representative from Manitowoc and is one of the authors of that speed limit bill. Representative Tittle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, well, we'll start with that big question. Why do you think the speed limit should be raised to 70 miles per hour?
Well, actually, when you get down to it, it's the number one reason is it's all about safety. And some people say, well, that would fly in the face of safety. If you're going faster, wouldn't that make it unsafe? Well, actually, there are studies out there that talk about the 85th percentile, which means that you get 85% of all the people going on or about the same speed. You actually create the safest roadway. The biggest variance is in speed, actually, the darting in and out. That's actually more dangerous on the roadway, and that's where more accidents can happen.
Well, what's wrong with 65 miles an hour? I mean, that's close to 70. Maybe it feels a little bit safer to some drivers who don't really feel safe going 70.
Well, I think basically if you start driving out on the roadway, I challenge anybody, drive 65 once. And I did that all the way from Manitowoc to Madison right before I proposed the bill last time. And you will find that there is the roadways are not at 65. People are going above that, and your average speed is when you could try to get, again, some people will probably bump it up, and then some people will, you know, maybe slow it down. Missouri, when they raised their speed limit from 65 to 70, they found that the average speed only went up 1 mile per hour. So there's some naysayers out there that will say, well, you know, if we now are doing 72, they're going to do 77, 78. People are still only going to drive what they're most comfortable driving.
Well, what roads would this apply to, just interstates?
Well, that's what's nice about this bill. It's probably as simple a bill as the Wisconsin legislature has ever been able to take up. We take it into Wisconsin statutes. Right now, the DOT could set the speed limits on the roadways, but the maximum speed limit that they can set on any roadway is 65. So we're going to basically take out and we're going to put an X through 65 and put 70 on there. It's not a very long or complex bill, and we're going to let the traffic safety engineers do the deciding on what roads that they deem that would be safe enough to be traveled at 70. You know, this goes way back to 1973, back in the early energy crisis of the early 70s. And then the federal government mandated that no state could have a speed limit higher than 55. If you did, you would suffer because they would take away some of your federal transportation dollars. Well, that got repealed back in 1995, and many states went raised their speed limit to 65 and above after the repeal of that. And the roads, I've talked to some old-timers, they tell me that there was two-lane roads way back when that actually had speed limits of 70 miles per hour. And right now, primarily you're going to see this on interstates or four-lane highways and what have you. Our roads are built to handle it, and also our cars are a lot safer. I remember growing up as a child, we did not have to have seat belts on, and kids weren't even required to be in a car seat, believe it or not, in the 70s. And now we're talking about mandatory child restraint seats. We have shoulder straps on everyone. We have airbags in cars. The world is a little bit different now, and it's a lot safer world out there.
Maybe one thing Wisconsin has that might distinguish it from other neighboring states who've gone up to 70 miles an hour, we have a drunk driving problem in the state. And if you've got drivers going 70 miles an hour in a state that has an alcohol problem, don't you have more fatalities, at least more accidents?
Well, you know, the drunk driving issue, I believe, is another issue that we'll be able to maybe address in this session. I'm hoping that we will. I think that there are issues with that. And I have done several ride-alongs with police departments. And when I've done the ride-alongs, generally the people that are inebriated or have way too many to drink, they're not the ones that are going excessive speeds. In fact, a lot of them, they're going a lot slower, and that's how police can actually find them. But that's a whole separate issue, and I'm sure that we'll be able to be addressing any drunk driving law changes in the state this session as well.
Now, you've said it's safer because people are sort of more or less going the same speed instead of having some slow drivers and fast ones darting in and out. But when you do have those crashes, are they more likely to result in fatalities because of those extra five, maybe five plus miles an hour?
Well, that's a great question. And that brings me up to our neighbors to the south of us, Illinois, which, as you know, up until recently had a democratically controlled legislature and a Democratic governor. And in 2013, they actually passed their speed limit to 70 on their some of their roadways. And so January 1st of 2014, they raised their speed limit. When they raised their speed limit to 70, the year prior, they had 991 fatalities on their roadways. Their first year of the 70 mile per hour, actually they went down to 926. So they actually went down. And there's other states. It's not a sole one state that you can look at. There's other states that have done it. Iowa had a similar result in 2005 to 2006. They went from 450 to 439. Indiana, in 2005, they went to 70 miles per hour. 3 years later, Purdue University did a comprehensive study, and they concluded that the increased speed did not increase the probability of suffering any severe injury or accident. So there is a lot of data out there, and when you simply look at the facts, that's why I say this is a very simple bill, and you have to look at the facts, not what we think will happen, but look at the facts of what actually does happen when you do adjust it. Because we have enough other states, there's 38 states right now that have a speed limit above 65. There are some of them, and we have a map, and you could go to our website, Wisconsin State Representative Paul Tittle, my Facebook page, you can see the map. We are now an island all the way from the state of Washington to Pennsylvania, and there are some states that have 75, there are some that have 80, there's even one state that has some maximum speed limits of 85 miles per hour.
So you proposed this idea during the last session of the state legislature, and it passed the assembly, it stalled out in the Senate, now it's back again, you're making the case for it once more. Do you think that it has the support it needs to pass this time around?
I think it does. The bill is changed from the last one. We went into so far as picking out different segments of highway and saying this should go and this one shouldn't, this one should, this one shouldn't. Well, I talked with leadership and I said, let's do this. Let's trust and let the safety engineers do their job, because that's what they do all the time. We are legislators. We're not studying road safety. And the one thing is that I would not even bring forth this bill if I thought for 1 minute that it would actually create an unsafe roadway. I think it. I have two wonderful grandchildren, a daughter and a son. I want to make these roads safe, and we travel all over the state to visit them. They don't live in our town of Manitowoc anymore, and they come to see us. So I don't want to create anything that could possibly be a hazard and that would put anybody in danger.
Now, if this were passed, how quickly do you think it could go into effect?
Well, in my mind, I would love to see this taken up in the early part of this session. There's a lot of bills that are working on. There'll be the governor's budget will be given out in just a little bit under 2 weeks from now, and then they'll have to go through the hearings and stuff. So we have some stuff to do in this early part of the session, and I think we could get this done early. My idea of what it would be great would be to have it on the governor's desk by the end of March for a signature, so that we could actually see some of the roads starting to change for the summer tourism season. I think it could be good for all of us.
Representative Tittle, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. One other thing, a point if I'd like to make, is that I've talked with the Department of Transportation, and there's no new money that's going to be needed in order to produce the signs. A lot of people have asked me, how much is this going to cost? Well, let me just tell you, they've assured me they have a sign replacement program within their budget, and they've assured me that they can absorb that within their sign replacement.
All right,
program.
So maybe no new money for signs. That was Paul Tittle. We're talking to their Republican state representative from Manitowoc, talking about maybe bumping up the speed limit to 70 miles per hour.
And we want to hear from you on this now at 800-642-1234. Do you think that we should increase the maximum speed limit to 70 miles an hour, applied selectively where it's safe on highways around the state? What do you think could be done to do it safely? Call in now, 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll get to your calls right after this check of the news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, we're talking about raising the speed limit. What do you think? Should Wisconsin raise its speed limit to 70 miles per hour? That's the question on the table. We just heard from Representative Paul Tittle. He just reintroduced a bill in the state legislature that would bump up the state speed limit. And now it's your turn to chime in at 800-642-1234.
Would you support raising the state speed limit from 65 to 70 in selected locations? Why make the case for it? Or do you worry that extra 5 miles an hour would cause a safety hazard, other problems? Want to see it stay at 65 or, I don't know, even go lower? Call in 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
All right, we're going to kick things off with Tom in Mequon. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think about raising the speed limit to 70?
Well, thanks for asking for my advice. I think that it's a great idea, and if I could point out that I think that should be for automobiles and cars and pickup trucks, not for semis. I think they should stay at 65, and especially they should stay in the right lane unless they're passing. If you're driving, especially the two-lane highways with these semis in both lanes, it's terrible.
Okay, not for semis. What do you like about the idea for cars and small trucks?
Well, I travel quite a bit, and honestly, I've been to many other states, and there's really no issue. I find, too, if you drive a little faster, you actually pay attention to the road a little more. If you're down to 55, it's tiring, and it's boring. Lastly, if I could ask for the moon, too, on those dump trucks that they could put the covers over them so the sand and the rocks doesn't come out and hit your cars. I've lost two windshields like in the last 4 years, and that's something I wish could be done too. But I think for cars, it's not a bad thing.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom. And I've been with you on that dump truck thing. Who knows if that's going anywhere. I don't think that's part of Representative Tittle's proposal here. We'll go next to Sue in Madison. Hi, Sue.
Hi. The point I wanted to raise is that safety is not the only issue here, and in fact, I think we should lower the speed limit. In all of these conversations, the energy conservation part of it seems to be missing. Why do we feel it's our right and it's okay to use all the energy we have available? Why is not conservation not a part of the conversation? And that's really my question.
Okay, interesting point. I appreciate that perspective, Sue. Thank you for calling in. We're going to move next to Joe in Mauston. Hello, Joe.
Hi there. Hey, I'm in favor of it. I spend a lot of time driving because I'm in sales and I go all over the state. You know, and cars are safer today than they ever have been. They're more efficient fuel-wise, so addressing the energy issue that woman just brought up, I think it's somewhat irrelevant because we have improved the gas mileage so much on cars and trucks. And the government's even imposing more strict, you know, regulations to improve the energy in car usage. So deaths are down. All the statistics support it. We've got states all around us that have speed limits at 70 miles an hour. You know, I think it's about time we just join the bandwagon and show that we can do it.
All right. Well, thank you for that opinion, Joe. Appreciate that. We're talking about a bill in the Assembly to raise the speed limit to 70 miles per hour. It's up from 65, an extra 5 there, and we'll see if it passes this time around. It didn't last time. It died in the Senate. What do you think? Should the speed limit be raised to 70 miles an hour? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Mike is with us next. Mike joins from Appleton. Mike, hi.
Yeah, I listened to Paul Tittle from Manitowoc, and I think he summed it up perfectly. I also have young children, and I don't think safety is a concern with the improvements cars have made. And I just say I'm for it. I travel a lot to Minnesota and Iowa, and they're at 70. I believe what Purdue University that he talked about, the study, and I think that safety would possibly improve, and it's time that Wisconsin move forward and get this done. Anyway, thanks.
Great. Appreciate your call, Mike. And let's go next to Tom joining us in Pittsville. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hey, I drive truck for a living, and I am totally against it.
Okay, why?
Because there are a lot of bad drivers. You know, these people that say, hey, I drive a lot and I'm bored, turn your radio on. I mean, I drive 150,000 miles a year. I drive 60 when the speed limit's 70 because, number one, it's fuel savings. And there's so many drivers that I see these people texting, talking where they shouldn't be. They don't care if they're going 70 or 80. If you raise it to 70, they're going to drive 80. Here's the other thing. Jump on the freeway at Hudson and head to Milwaukee down I-94. If you are in a car, you better be in the left lane because nobody drives 65 anyway. If you ask the state patrol, they don't write a ticket until you hit 80. And if the flow is running 80, they'll let them go. I mean, the people are driving way too fast. I see more wrecks, and it's, you know, the roads are icy. People got their cruise control on. They hit a bridge deck, ice, boom, crash. It just doesn't need to be. I wish they'd lower it for the rest of the United States. And tons of guys that I work with, I mean, they'll throw sticks at me and say, you're nuts. But if you lower it a little bit, 5 miles an hour is huge fuel savings in my semi, let alone what it is in the cars.
Interesting. So you're in the big rig, and you can see what everyone's doing down there in your cars, and you're seeing unsafe driving. You want to lower it. Well, Tom, appreciate that perspective, one a lot of us don't have. We're not up there in the semi with you. Appreciate that call, Tom. You can join us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Should we bump up the speed limit here in Wisconsin, like a lot of our neighboring states have done, to 70 miles per hour? You can weigh in right now, and we go to John next in La Crosse. Hi, John.
Hi, hello.
What do you think?
I think that not only should they raise the speed limit, I think that they should raise the minimum. I see so many people driving 10 under the speed limit on a highway, and when they get into town, then they say they're going 45 and a 55. They're going 45 and a 25 now. And the slower people seem to be the ones causing the most problems.
Okay. Well, thanks. Appreciate that. That's an interesting point, too. We've got a tweet here from Gary who says, I think we have enough traffic deaths due to the current speed limit. Driver education and competency regulations should come first. That from Gary on Twitter. And we're going to go now to Peter. Peter's joining us in Whitewater. Hi, Peter.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of add to Sue's comment. You talked about gas conservation. I think it's really going against any notions of environmental improvements that we'd like to see, because yes, we have more efficient cars, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have a great deal more usage of gasoline by increasing the speed limit. So there's no way I can be in favor of that when all it is doing is really, really injustice to our environment by sending that much more pollutant out into the road. And I think the argument by Representative Tittle regarding the safety is really poorly looked at, because you can't do a study where you do something for 3 years and then compare it to three previous years, because you have a very unequal comparison there of different eras, different activities that might be going on. So I think that's a poor comparison or a poor look at safety. So I think it's silly to believe that it would be a safer practice to go 70. But my biggest concern is really the environmental one, where we have a huge environmental problem. If anybody watched the State of the Union address by the president, I mean, it's clear, and we're just going to be flooding our environment with more CO2 emissions if we increase that speed limit.
Okay, got it, Peter. Thank you so much for calling and telling us what you think. We've got a couple comments here on Facebook. Mary says, no, I agree. Most people don't go exactly the speed limit, and frankly, they irritate me when they do. But really, for 5 miles per hour or more, how much money will be expended making new signs? Our Representative Tittle says it's not going to cost any money for new signs, at least at this point. Educating the public, she says, is another cost she's worried about, not to mention more gas usage. I think it's ridiculous. Joe writes, the average American spends 5.42 years in a car in their average life of 76 years. At 7% increase in speed limit, it would give us all 0.4 more years to enjoy our lifetimes. I know it's not perfect, complete logic, but it seems like a good idea to me. So 0.4 more years, not in your car. So that's an interesting angle there, Joe. Appreciate your comment on Facebook. We're going to leave it there. I want to thank everybody for your calls and your comments. And we're going to be watching this one closely as the bill moves through the state legislature.